welcome everyone to the Stadium Journey podcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. StadiumJourney.com is the website, the world leader in sports travel information. Social media, like, share, and follow us. Pretty easy to find us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Threads. Wherever we are, the brand is consistent, at Stadium Journey.
Yeah.
To check out our old episodes of the Stadium Journey podcast, just type in HIAC Talk Radio Network wherever you look for your favorite podcasts. We'll be there. If you would rather watch the video simulcast of the podcast, that's easy too. Just go to Stadium Journey's YouTube page. Back catalog's all there. And if you want to be part of the live studio audience, join us every other Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Hey, we're changing the clocks back this weekend, aren't we?
Yeah.
Changing forward. Well, most of us are.
Yeah, we're going forward. Ahead. We're moving an hour. Yeah.
Losing an hour. Anyway, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, all across Dan's social media empire, Danlaw 83.
Social media empire. It's going to be added on too soon.
Nice. All right. So
are you joining that Trumpy one?
Trumpy one.
That Trumpy social media platform.
Oh yeah.
Truth? No.
Truth
Grinder?
No.
Oh come on.
I've already tried building. No, they would eat me alive. Are you kidding?
Grinder, Mark?
Grinder? Yeah, I've made that joke before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to download it just to see what it was about. And I'm like, oh, it's about that.
I thought it was about sub sandwiches here in New England, but it
was. Yeah, I was very disappointed that it wasn't a New England cheesesteak.
Well, you could get. Never mind. Don't go there.
No.
All right. Gang's all here. Dave Cotney, follow him at ProFan9. Mark Viquez is at Ballpark Hunter. The pale comedian, Dan Colachico, is here. Follow him at DanLaw83. And I'm Paul Baker. You can follow me at PuckmanRI. So tonight's topic. In the days long, long ago, before Major League Baseball took over almost all the operations of the minor leagues, there was this thing that we called the silly season. This happened every couple of years when all the minor league affiliation contracts came up for renewal. And what ended up happening is there was a mad scramble for everyone to get new affiliations and everybody to avoid having to go to Las Vegas. But nowadays, silly season has come to mean something a little different.
Logovember.
Yeah, that's better than silly season. Now, Logovember. Yeah. It's come to be the rebranding of, it seems like, half of the minor league teams every season. And instead of just being the affiliated teams, it's the independent teams, it's the summer college teams. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to cash in on that revenue and rebrand their stuff. So what we're going to do is spend the next hour or so, give or take, taking a look at some of these rebrands that happened this winter. And we may actually slip in a couple other sports, too, while we're at it. So, Dan, you've got some stuff. So I don't know if our viewers can also take a look at what we're going to be discussing. But what I wanted to start the discussion with was one of the more recent rebrands that came out. This is actually going to be a new team, a summer college team in Danville, Virginia. Because it's caused quite a stir, this new team.
Let me get it up. Go ahead. Right. I'm ready now. Sorry.
We've got the Danville Otterbots in the Appalachian League, but they're going to play in another lower summer college league and have two teams, and they're going to be called, I lost my picture, the Danville Dairy Daddies.
Danville Dairy Daddies.
And awesome they debuted their logo with a shirtless buff bull.
It's almost like Roadhouse.
And you guys can see that, right?
Yes.
Ah, very good. Where is the Danville? I just saw it. I was top trying to zoom in on
left. Left. Top left corner.
I was trying to zoom in and I couldn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's one of the, I don't know if that's the primary or the mandatory round old logo, but yeah, he's got a little smirk there. Doesn't give a you know what. And yeah, apparently, and what I like are the colors, black and pink, where, you know, one time baseball teams didn't have pink in their brands. Now all colors are not safe. So yeah, it's a good looking color scheme. I'm not a huge fan of the name, but It has made an impact. And I think they sold hats in all 50 states already, and it was only released not even 2 weeks ago. It is, I think, on the 28th or 27th of February. It was instant cash into the Danville Otterbots or the ownership group that owns them. I should know the name, but I don't. I just did an article on them for the website, but it's huge. I mean, the hat collecting people that will buy any hat for $35-$40. They want the Danville Dairy Daddies. Cause I mean, look at it. It's a great color scheme. It's a good looking logo.
Hat people, if you want a Stadium Journey hat, I'll sell one to you.
Maybe
we got them in blue and in maroon.
Yeah. We need a rebrand. We need to have like a mascot.
I know, Studios. Guys.
Simon Studios.
Guys who are watching the stream, I'm working on it.
Or Logan Wheeling up in Fort Wayne. He makes good logos.
And wasn't there another team that rebranded with a cow kind of logo? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Dairy Daddies.
No,
yeah,
there was another one. They've got a girl cow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Aren't all cows girls by definition?
That's true.
Yes.
That yes. That is true. Yes.
I don't get what the big fuss is about with this one.
It's you. So you like it or you hate it? I mean,
I'm now getting like, you know, minor league rebrand atrophy.
Okay.
You know, it's not that crazy anymore because everything else has been crazy. So it's like, yeah, whatever. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, it's expected.
Yeah, if they wanted to be wild and crazy, they would have called themselves like the Lions or the Wildcats. Nobody would expect that.
The Panthers. That could happen one day.
The Green Sox or the Blue Sox or something.
Yeah, Knuckleball Entertainment. They're the ones who operate the Danville and Burlington clubs in both the Appy League and the Old North State League, where the daddies are playing. So yeah, they're the ones pocketing all the money right now for all that merchandise being sold. So, and that's what it comes down to. You know, a lot of these teams work on a very limited budget. The Appy League is not part of minor league baseball anymore. The Old North State League is something I think that began in 2021 that has grown to a lot of different communities in the Carolinas. And we're seeing that league starting to get, you know, kind of radical with their, not radical, but, you know, unique with their names.
You kind of have to draw attention. And like you said, Mark, money.
Money, yeah, yeah. You got to operate, you know.
So, you know what? These rebrands, they've touched like all levels. I don't know if any of the major league teams are playing in a rebrand this year, but minor league baseball itself redid their logo.
Which
I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Yeah, and it's
if you look at the picture. Blue? Yeah, it's the blue with the four stars right behind the batter. The four stars are supposed to represent the four levels of minor league baseball now.
Nothing exciting.
There are four levels.
Doesn't that one just like show, like it's the Major League Baseball logo with a different color scheme, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't it just show who's boss?
Indeed it does. Indeed it does.
Pretty much.
Yay, our boss, we are. You shall take our logo and like it.
Yeah, I mean, they could have got a little more creative with that. I mean, there's a lot of good artists out there that are making unique looks.
Here you go, guys. I finally have the picture working for the live stream.
But I think what Dave's point is spot on, that this is Major League Baseball telling us all who is in charge. And
wait, what? Sorry, guys. But ignore me. I'll shut up.
Exactly. But, I mean, you know, when you think about it, not all of us are going to get to a game. Not all of us may not even know what leagues these teams play in. But we may go online and maybe buy a hat. Maybe we wait for clearance. You know, maybe we buy the old look because those hats are on sale. Yeah. I mean, do you guys buy some of these wacky minor league teams because you like the logos, you like the colors? Is it an animal that you kind of are a little bit fond of? I mean, are you those type of guys?
Me personally, no. I'll buy stuff when I go to the game.
Okay.
If I visited your stadium, I'm not likely to buy a hat. Maybe I will if I really like, if it's really unique, I may buy it. But for me, my go-to's when I go to a game, a baseball, logo baseball, memo to teams in the lower levels. Get some damn baseballs in your stores.
Well,
I hate going to a game and all you got is hats and shirts and sweatshirts. I don't want to buy that stuff. I'm not buying a $70 sweatshirt. I want to buy a $7 baseball.
You don't want to come up here to Intercounty League baseball then, because you can't even keep the foul balls. You got to give them back.
Oh, well, do they sell the baseballs for $7 Canadian?
They don't really sell much of anything. Well, I mean, Jack Fisher are totally different, but
that's why you do the old switcheroo. You bring an old ball from somewhere else in your pocket. And then when you catch the foul ball, here you go, sir.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I did that at UMass one time.
Help me out here.
They're still trying to figure out how that ball got in their
why do we have a minor league baseball here?
why is this a T-ball?
There's an Ohio Valley League ball here? Okay, go ahead, Dave.
So help me out. You got this big graphic that you guys passed out that has all the things on it.
Courtesy of Jason Moragas, give credit where credit's due.
Okay. We're talking about minor league baseball. So outside of minor league baseball itself, you know, that rebranded MILB, I'm looking at and I'm seeing two minor league baseball teams on here, like official minor league baseball. Yeah. Is that it? Am I missing something?
The Rome Emperors.
Oh, that's
which
three.
I missed Rome. The Rome Emperors rebrand. What do you guys think of that one?
Oh, I like Rome a lot too. That's another Simon Studio design. That's excellent. If you're playing in a town called Rome, emperors inhabited after ancient Rome is excellent. Love the color schemes.
They melded emperor, you know, Rome and emperor penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's clever. It's a
great connection. And I think initially people were saying they're going to be called the Aqueducts after Roman aqueducts. That would have been awesome. A duck in a toga. I mean, I want to see that.
That would have been.
I was a little bit upset at first, but no, that's another logo that when they reintroduced that brand from the boring Rome Braves, it just sparked instant. Here's my money. Here's my credit card. I want to get a hat.
Yeah,
it is good looking. It is a good looking mark, and the Rome jerseys, the O has the penguin inside of it as well. That's going to bring that team a lot of money, because when you're named after your parent club, the Braves, I don't care what you do to that logo, you're not going to be selling a lot of merch compared to what you can do now.
Well, that's not entirely true. We have heard like that the South Bend Cubs sell like crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you're right. See what they did with their logo, and I guess the Rome Braves eventually did this as well. Yeah, and you're right, Dave. The South Bend Cubs sold much more than what the Silverhawks did. They made their logos a little bit different. They conform them to the South Bend area, but everybody's a freaking crazy Cubs fan up there. So that's the anomaly. Yeah, that's a time where that works. But I mean, look at the Oklahoma City Dodgers. They don't even have a real logo this year. It's just some
that one I wanted to bring up because it's like they're going with the temporary soccer method where they are now the Oklahoma City Baseball Club.
Should keep
now,
that.
Is there like some undertone here? Is there something like, because the Dodgers do not own this team anymore? Were they given like a cease and desist, you think? Or like why have a temporary deal? Unless they think that this might be, unless this is like a test run.
It could be a test run to see if they want to bring the 89ers name back, or maybe they thought about the change, or maybe there was a reason they had a switch and they didn't have enough time to make the full commitment. So they said, hey, let's make this like a whole year kind of a thing and get attention from it. It's the OKC logo is not anything exciting. I like it. It might look good on a hat. But some of the like how they brought back the old colors, and I like some of the word marks that they're bringing back. But it's a Band-Aid right now.
I had no idea that the state of Oklahoma was the same shape as a pot.
Yeah, panhandle.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, well, they never taught you that in Canadian history.
No, they did not.
Yeah, not something you would learn.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that they don't stick with the soccer style name.
No.
They're not the Dodgers this year. Baseball club. They're not the Dodgers anymore. No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Oklahoma City Baseball Club.
Huh.
And they brought back the 89ers name. I know they're not going to go back to Red Hawks. I think that's something they stated. So, but yeah, looking at minor league teams, you've got Oklahoma City, Lake Elsinore. I would say Timber Rattlers.
Storm didn't really change. It's still the eyes there.
Yeah, they just kind of fix things up. It's nice looking.
Greensboro Grasshoppers.
Greensboro, yeah. So we got a few teams. I know one logo that I like a lot is the Fort Collins Foxes. I think they're in the Rocky Mountains Collegiate Baseball League. They actually took a hiatus last year. I didn't think they were going to come back, but that's a nice looking logo. It's a nice depiction of a fox holding a baseball bat. Good colors, like the little teal around it. Definitely would pick up a shirt if I went out to see a game in Fort Collins. And that's a very low-level summer collegiate league team. And that looks like a nice professional logo, wouldn't you say? Because, I mean, we're looking at this list here. Not all of them, you know, you can tell some are like, eh.
Yeah, some really jump out. Well, let's talk about the Atlantic League because there's a lot of changes in the Atlantic League.
And, it's still to come.
First and foremost, you know, you got the mustaches back in Lexington.
Oh, great logo. My favorite.
Yeah. Because they actually went away from the whole Legends name for a while, right?
For one year, yes.
I can't think of what they were called. But
the Counterclocks.
Oh, the Counterclocks.
The Lexington Counterclocks.
I wasn't a fan of the Counterclocks.
Well, they had new ownership. Let's give it a new ownership. If they didn't step in, they might have lost the team. They made a lot of changes to the stadium and renovations and painting. Thank you for that. But you should not have changed the name. That was – people were ticked off the minute they heard that. You know, when I went down to Lexington this summer, I would ask everybody, hey, what do you think about the new Lexington Counterclocks name? Like, it's dumb. So now they got their Legends back. They got a great new logo. I love this baseball logo. I think is he Mighty Lex or was that?
It's a twist on their old logo.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's another Simon Studio design. Simon Studio, just they knock it out of the park. No pun intended. But a lot of their logos I'm in love with. They're good looking.
And then you got the Lancaster Barnstormers. Which I'm not, I don't know. Have they totally rebranded to just become the Stormers?
Yeah, they're the Stormers.
And that's kind of a small one on our graphic here. That's like a bull crashing through a wall here.
Yeah. They have another one where it's the bullhead with like a lightning storm, like a lightning strike. And somebody said it looks like a D3 college athletic logo. I had a laugh because it did remind me of like IU Southeast logo down here in Indiana. But Barnstormers, I like that name. And if you look up the Lancaster Stormers branding, they do have a nice roundel logo that features a barn with a rooster on it, which I think that should have been the main logo. I don't know. The bull thing here is just they want to be fierce and intimidating. I don't think you need to have that at that level. Just have a good-looking logo that people are going to like.
Yeah, and Barnstormers kind of seems like it fits into the region better.
It does. It
Central
does.
Pennsylvania.
Like, you know, look at the New York Knickerbockers, the Trailblazers. They're not officially called the Knicks or Trailblazers. They could have kept the Barnstormers name.
And didn't I see another Atlantic League team here somewhere?
Yeah, you have the Knockouts.
No, they're Frontier League.
Oh, they're Frontier League. Oh, yeah. Who is the other Atlantic League team here?
I thought I saw another one. I could be mistaken.
Where's Waldo? Yeah, it's the Boxcars.
Yes. Hagerstown Boxcars. What is it with baseball teams and trains?
It's okay. I don't like the guy riding.
What's wrong with baseball teams and trains, man?
Nobody uses trains anymore. So why are all the baseball teams?
That's why baseball does it. Yeah. I love the Altoona curve, sir.
Well, yeah, but think of all the other ones like the Yard Goats.
What's wrong with that?
No, I mean, the names are fine, but they're all like train imagery. So,
well, the Boxcars is a plane, right?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy's riding a plane. It's some kind of
Boxcars. Can't find them.
They released a series of logos that I liked. I don't like the primary. I don't like the guy riding the plane. It kind of reminds me of the Evansville Thunderbolts. It doesn't do anything for me. I like the colors, you know. But, you know, if they're selling merchandise and people are buying it, then.
So how does that tie into Hagerstown?
I guess that's where the boxcars were developed for the war.
They you got me on that one. I don't know.
Let's modernize our sport by using 1940s imagery.
They always do that, like the Thunderbolt.
What's past is prologue, or something.
You know, just like the South Bend Silverhawks. That was a car that used to be manufactured in South Bend, but it sounds like a cool name. So yeah, that's why you go with it.
Oh, there's another minor league one: the Arkansas Naturals.
Oh yeah, they kind of look like the Minnesota Wild there.
They have a rooster logo that I like. Yeah, it's nice. I never liked that name. I don't like Northwest Arkansas. I wish they would have called it the city name, but I get why they went with Northwest Arkansas.
What's the city?
I think they play wherever Walmart's from.
See, that's why they call them Northwest Arkansas.
Okay, yeah, I proved my point.
Thank you, Mark.
Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, something like that. There's like three different cities. Springdale.
But it's essentially Fayetteville.
Yeah. Armo. They could have went with Armo. So.
Do not insult the Yard Goat's nickname in my presence, or you will incur the internal wrath of Chompers and Choo Choo.
Uh-oh.
Okay, great.
Is that the nickname? That was Greg.
Those are their mascots. Yeah,
Chompers. Oh, I like the Yard Goats.
The name is Choo Choo. That is brilliant.
And it's Choo, Chew,
I know. That's why it's brilliant. Sorry for the listeners out there. It's as in Chew, as in the goats chewing grass, eating grass. Choo Choo. Perfect. Chompers, Choo Choo. They're now my favorite minor league team. That was it.
I love the Yard Goats. It's just that's I was amazing. Just making a point about train imagery.
The Walmart City fighting Walmart customers. Nice, Greg. Yeah,
the fighting Walmart customers.
The people of Walmart.
Tim Capper has been in the chat, and he says the NWA Naturals alternative chicken logo for BP is amazing. Buy my must buy cap, and now I need to see that.
Yes.
Hold on, I will bring it up here in just a second.
What's his must buy cap?
So is there has come down that this is the last year for the Mississippi Braves.
Yes.
Yeah. And not because they don't like the term Braves, but they're moving.
No, they're actually moving. Yes.
They're moving to Columbus, Georgia.
So is there been any announcement on what that?
Not yet. They're paying somebody.
Identity would be?
No, they're probably paying somebody a lot of money to figure that out. They're doing surveys.
Wasn't there a team in Columbus previously?
Yeah, there was the Catfish a few years ago. That might have been a while ago.
Oh, I'm thinking of the hockey team, the Cottonmouths.
Oh, the Cottonmouths. Actually, Columbus did have some sort of summer league that multiple teams played out of the stadium there, but Golden Park, I think it's called. But yeah, they haven't made an announcement. Gastonia, that's another team in the Atlantic League. Right. They
because
haven't
the Honey Hunters. Yeah, the Honey Hunters were banished.
They were banished, and I'm surprised they didn't go with Gastonia Baseball Club. Just, cause, I mean, you know, any day now. Like, let's get this going. And I think they may be one of the last teams to announce.
Mark, you had mentioned the Knockouts a little while ago. Now the Knockouts haven't played a game yet. They've already rebranded.
Yeah,
they started what they did. They held one of those name the team contests. This is the new team that's going to be playing in Brockton, Massachusetts. In the Frontier League.
Not the other.
They originally went with the name Chowderheads. I guess that won the online poll, but it got a lot of negative backlash. And so they ended up, after a couple of months, they hadn't released any logo or anything, but they switched from... Oh, we pulling up the Northwest Arkansas here?
Yep.
Yeah, but they never had a logo.
Right, they never had a logo. And I think one of the reasons they switched, I love that logo, by the way, Tim. You're absolutely right. That blue chicken there.
Yeah, that rooster is awesome.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's the old one.
Oh, I know that. I like that, and that's gone now.
Better, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a great hat. That chicken and rooster thing.
And I don't think I noticed that baseball with the feathers.
Oh, there it is. I didn't scroll down before. No, sorry.
Yeah. No, that I do like that.
Hmm. That's pretty sweet.
Makes me want to run upstairs and get my Providence Reds hat.
I do. You know that new logo, the main logo, is not bad, but that chicken one is. That's much better.
That's very Minnesota Wildish to me, that new one.
Yeah, I think they were going for the whole concept.
Minnesota Wild. I don't.
Very natural.
Oh, that. Yeah. Yeah, that's very. It's almost the same picture.
It's got the same shape river. Oh.
Yeah, it's just not the same. It's just a different north.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were all right, saying.
So we were talking about the Chowderheads. I think one of the issues may have been there was an indoor lacrosse team in a very low level. Lacrosse team called the New England Chowderheads. The knockoffs are going to be the Chowderheads. Not E-R. They're going to be the Chowderheads. And I actually, because I'm going to be doing the PA for them, I was actually practicing how to say Chowderheads quite a bit. And then they went and switched it out on me. But anyway, they came up with
practice?
A new...
practice?
Yeah.
Practice?
I wanted to come up with the best way to say Chowderheads during the game.
Chowderheads!
But anyway, they put out a new... logo for the knockouts, which leads me to believe that was their choice all along.
Yeah, and I like it. Listen, I think that's a nice name. It makes a connection to the city with the boxing champion boxing champs. It just, you know,
don't
you
know
can,
yeah, the knockouts. Brockton is home of Rocky Marciano and Marvin Hagler. So
marvelous Marvin Hagler, and I like the KO logo, so you can call them the new NEKOs or something, NECOs. You know, I think they could do something. Creative with that name, you know. So there's possibilities there. I like that a lot. And I think the other names they had, Grinders was another name. They had Nor'easters, which I was talking to some folks from Florence Yalls. They didn't know what a Nor'easter or a Grinder was.
So, I actually like Nor'easters as a name, but
I always get excited during the off season with these new rebrands and logos. They're exciting. You know, sometimes, you know, you wish these teams well, like, okay, make a nice logo and see what happens. And but then there's some teams they come up with. Then there's some teams that just come out of nowhere, like the Oakland Ballers. I was not expecting them. And they're the team that says, hey, if the Oakland A's are going to move, we'll just set up shop here in the Pioneer League. And they got a lot of buzz. Right now they're moving to a new, they're not going to be playing at their original stadium. But they actually decided to be called the Ballers with the B's, kind of like a way to, you know, thumb their nose at the A's, which creative, you know, you look at that logo, you would think that that's a farm team of the Oakland A's.
Yeah, definitely.
Greg says that maybe they didn't take the Nor'easter name because there is a lower level soccer team in Ocean City, New Jersey, called the Nor'easters. And I just brought it up so I could show it here.
No, you're right. There is a team. I didn't think they were still playing. That team.
One of the colleges up here.
They're up.
They've been around for like 25 years already.
Let me.
Old USL ISL team from.
How do I?
That's always a consideration when you're going to rebrand. Has somebody already taken this name? Have they claimed it as a copyright? Yes. Are we going to have to pay somebody off?
Well, that's why the Kansas City Wiz was the Kansas City Wiz. There was a team in the USISL called the Delaware Wizards. That was a soccer team. And yeah, they're like, I can't believe they still play. Oh, come on. That's nowhere there. Picture of somebody coming out.
Oh, no, right above there is the logo. Here it is. Apparently
they play soccer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I know. No, I just
might,
big soccer ball.
You know, if you're a baseball team, you might be able to get away with it, but yeah, that's actually a good looking website for the Nor'easters. I never saw.
Oh, they're champs. So yeah, somebody on the crew knows how to take care of webs. You know what I'm saying?
So Mark, we're talking about stealing somebody's logo, and then you got what, the Mercer Mammoths over there.
Yeah, that's obvious. In all due respect, I don't think the Colorado Mammoths will ever know about this little team in Mercer County, New Jersey.
Man, all it takes is one person.
Takes one person, though.
They'll just wait. They'll just wait. Like, why? Yeah. Why would you do, if you're the Mammoth, why would you do anything now? Because it's going to cost you money to do anything now.
Yeah.
And you're just going to get them to stop. Right?
Get some money.
If they make some money.
Yeah.
We want a percentage. Yes.
Make a claim.
Well, I told Mike Olshan, I believe he's the owner of the team. They have a second identity. They're called the Jersey Jug Handles, a logo that I created. So if Colorado Mammoths sell them to stop, they do have another logo and uniform set they can fall back on. Maybe.
So on this graphic, what is this terrible Southside thing?
Oh, that's another poach logo. This is all from the East Coast Collegiate Baseball League. That was a team called the Allentown Railers. They actually played at Old Bicentennial Stadium. That was home to, I believe, Can-Am League team at one point.
Okay.
They moved, and they're going with the name Southside. That is one of the biggest head-scratchers to me. Why you dump the Allentown Railers name and go with Southside and just steal the logo from the White Sox City Connection jersey.
So they can play that Moby song, like,
that's exactly on what repeat. I was thinking of, dude. That's exactly
if that's the goal, then
now doing to the South Side.
There's a song I really like, and if we call the team this, we can just play it all day.
But if you notice, they also poach the Timber Rattlers name for the Pocono Club. Like, there's three poach logos in that league. And I've told them, I said, these are poach logos. Why would you want to do that? The only one that's not is the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Miners, which is actually a very nice looking logo for that league. They did a nice job on that, even though I hate teams called the Miners, but you know.
Yeah, but how many high schools are getting dinged by major league clubs or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Cease and desist. You know, my old school district, Pike had the Arizona State logo, the Devil. What's his name?
Sun Devils?
Yeah, the Sun Devil logo. And they said, well, hey, stop it. That's our logo. Knock it off.
Cod League went through that. All the teams that shared a name with a major league team had to either change or start paying royalties. Except for the Harwich Mariners, because they've been around longer than the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, there you go. Screw you.
We were here first.
Yeah, that happened. Just like there's a team, what was it, when the Seattle Pilots had a team in Newark, New York, they were called the Co-Pilots, and they lasted longer than the actual Pilots.
Well, that's not hard.
Yeah.
So we're talking a lot about baseball teams, but rebranding is not specifically for baseball teams. We actually just had a basketball team announce a rebrand.
So, yeah, here's my thought, though. They didn't go far enough.
Okay.
So let's walk on this journey here. So this is, of course, the Los Angeles Clippers.
Keep going.
Whose history is
painted
bleak. I don't think bleak quite covers it. Like, you've got no championships, first of all. You've got no finals appearances.
Going all the way back to Buffalo, yeah.
Do they even have a division title? They might have a division title. You've got no retired numbers. I'm going to say
Bob McAdoo? No.
No.
I'm going to say fairly confidently you've got no Hall of Famers outside of, you know, like,
McAdoo
was
one.
When Bill Walton was there for, you know.
Well, yeah, they'll probably have some Hall of Famers that pass through.
You don't have any Hall of Famers who are Clippers.
Yeah.
Danny Clippers Manning, is he in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Is Danny Manning in the Hall of Fame? I don't think he is.
The College Hall of Fame, probably.
Yeah, he was.
You're moving to a brand new building.
Where they won't be the fourth tenant anymore, so that's
good. Yes, yep. So Dave gets passionate about the logos. Go for it.
You're moving to a new building. You've got, in your history, possibly the worst owner in the history of owning anything.
March Schott, maybe.
No, Dan Snyder. I don't. I think no, that's a. See. There's a healthy debate there. So
Steinbrenner?
No, why?
Yankee fans.
Why would you not start fresh? Why would you not say, okay, forget it. Clippers, forget it. It's not like, you know, you think of big sailing ships when you think of Los Angeles. In fact, they weren't even the Los Angeles Clippers first. They were the San Diego Clippers. Yes. Why not start over? It's not like you're leaving anything behind.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about that.
It's not a Cleveland Browns legacy we're talking about here.
No.
They should have been the Braves.
Yeah, you're right. Why not start over? Why not have a name that represents Los Angeles or just a cool-sounding name?
Great point.
Xboxes or something, or Ballmer? Wasn't he a Microsoft guy?
Yes.
There you go.
Was he
an Apple guy?
No, he's Apple.
I have no idea.
He's Apple, 100%.
The iPads, the LA iPads.
Yeah, and I get it. It's like I hate the current
the LA iMacs.
The new arena's down by the airport.
The airport's going to be kind of one
could
of
have
those...
an X in it. The LAX.
The LAX.
It's going to be $100 to park.
I just did it better. Pay me.
You have the. I don't want to say they're tired colors, but they're not original.
They're tired,
right? Like you know, red, white, and blue. Who doesn't have red, white, and blue? You know, like
flyers.
It's a missed opportunity. You're not really like, I don't know. There's just no.
You had you mentioned the owner earlier, Dave, and you had the perfect opportunity to move away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came up with a word, Mark, and a very nice but very boring logo. Tim likes it.
I like the Clippers logo.
Cruise shippy.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Like I like it better than what they have now.
What do they have now? Just an LA.
It's the LA seat with the in the basketball.
It's really
like this. It's like this, right here.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the Clippers. Like I think they have winning seasons the last 13 years. I didn't realize that, but they don't really make it that far in the playoffs.
Certainly shows.
Yeah. And
I think they've only advanced to the second round like once or twice, actually, in their whole history.
And I think they have two division banners in their whole history.
Wow.
And that was...
They've been around since the 70s.
1970.
They've been around
Braves.
Since the 60s.
Right. Well, 70, 71. So, yeah, just about. And then, you know, their history in Buffalo, they were like the third team in their arena, you know. So they've... Yeah. Except San Diego, I think they're probably the...
Just when you think minor league hockey and minor league baseball is a cluster F of logos and changing cities.
Yeah.
Look at the history of the NBA and your mind will be blown. It is.
Yeah.
Insane.
Follow the Sacramento Kings around.
Oh, follow the Sixers. Follow the Lakers. My God, it's a mess. It's even worse than the early NFL.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Lakers only been to Minneapolis and LA.
That's three stops.
The Lakers?
Kansas City.
The Lakers?
No.
Yes.
Lakers were not in Kansas City. No. What are you talking about? That's the Kings.
The Kings were in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope I learned something here.
Kansas City, Omaha.
And before that, they were in Cincinnati.
Rochester Seagrams.
Los Angeles Lakers founded in 1947 as the Minneapolis Lakers.
Miss Lakers.
Okay. I was getting ready to hear Kansas.
No, I'm sorry.
City.
They switched leagues. They went from the NBL to the NBA.
Yeah, they did.
I was
switch
wrong.
Leagues. Yeah. Okay. Well, it happens.
I was rooting for you on that one.
I know you were. I know. I heard that. I was like, I swear. Yeah, but, I was like, why am I confusing them with Kansas City?
Well, remember when the NBA? It feels like a lot of teams rebranded in the mid '90s to these like really. Oversized, ridiculous logos, complete with oversized logos on their jerseys, which I hate it. But now,
all teal.
All teal. Like Detroit one day was teal with a horse, and the Rockets had like a spaceship with a mouth on it. What the heck was that? Or a rocket ship?
I was thinking of the Kings, by the way, guys. Sorry. Sacramento Kings, okay. Kansas City.
And it the
was
Kings
like, they were like four. They were like in six cities.
And the Warriors have bounced around, too.
You know what would be funny?
Philadelphia.
Is if the Clippers rebranded as something having to do with a bus. And they had like a little
speed.
Like they have like a little GD bus driving it.
Oh, goodness. I mean, I kind of want it now.
That one, Dave.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
Oh, that'd
now.
Be so bad.
There's your highlight of the show.
Well, if it's, you know, yeah, let's stick with the NBA. It's, you know, it's like the logos that I couldn't stand, the jerseys, now they're becoming popular, like the Toronto Raptors old logo. All the kids love. They love that dinosaur.
Dinosaur drilling the ball, yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, it's not terrible. I didn't hate it as much as, like, maybe, you know, Vancouver's or the Seattle.
There's much worse things in basketball. I like the Raptors stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate the Raptors.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, speaking of, like, one of the big four, you know, we have we have some football teams rebranding. One of them is the New York Jets, and they're going back to a classic logo that I grew up with, the old
The Richard Todd version?
The Richard 80s? Todd versions, yeah, the 80s. Ken O'Brien, Al Toon, back when they were.
So the helmet that just says Jets on it.
Says Jets with that, like, the
Jet T. Across the top, yeah.
Well, yeah, To be honest, I always like that logo. I think it looks good on a helmet.
And it's simple, and it has the Jet in it.
It has the Jet in it, the jerseys. I think every Jet fan's happy. Okay, finally, we got some decent looking. I don't hate the jerseys they had last year, but they were
You know, you mix that with their color. If they keep that color, I think I will enjoy their uniforms.
Yeah, they'll keep the color.
All right.
If they can just make the damn playoffs, that's all we want. I don't care what you wear. Make the freaking playoffs,
one
guys.
Thing at a time, guys.
I mean, the Clippers have made it 13 years in a row. About 13 years in a row. You guys haven't made it in 13 years.
Hey, they could go out and get Russell Wilson to fill their backup spot for when
nice
Aaron Rodgers goes down.
Be nice to see Sierra sporting some Jet green, but that's about it. I can do without that nonsense. But, I like how they're going back. I mean, it's almost the same exact jersey, obviously not quite, but it's a good look, and I think people like that growing up. And if they want to throw in, instead of having an all-black jersey, why don't you throw in the old 1968-69 era jerseys with the forest green, and you'll make everybody happy. So,
Who else is rebranding in the NFL?
From what I've been reading, I'm thinking I think Houston's looking to do something different.
The Browns.
The Browns. No,
just kidding.
They're going to be the Blues.
I don't be surprised if Tennessee does something when they open up their new stadium. Not totally rebranding. Like probably just changing the uniform, different color helmet. But I'm pretty sure Houston's up there as a possibility of doing something different.
They haven't changed since they came into the league, and it's been a while now.
Yeah, no. Well, it's a good time to change.
Yeah,
because that is kind of a boring looking color. I would love if they had a white helmet in the old Houston Oilers colors. That would be. Because you're right. I mean, I get the flag is red, white, and blue, but it doesn't mean you have to have your jersey red, white, and blue. Like it's
could they go back to the Oilers old color, or would Titans own all that?
That's weird how some people say we own colors. I mean, because you remember,
you can't own colors.
Remember when, like, the Boston Bruins didn't want Pittsburgh to be black and yellow?
Yep.
And then Al Davis didn't want Carolina to have black and silver. It's like, really, guys?
Two teams in the ELF rebranded.
The Patriots would just bring back Pat Patriot, and the Buccaneers would bring back
Bucko Bruce.
Bucko Bruce. Well, no, they won two Super Bowls with this current.
There are Eagles fans that want the Eagles to bring back the. I call it the cartoon eagle because it's an okay drawn eagle from the Kelly Green days. I'm like, no, that's fine. You don't.
Yeah, I always like that.
I like the E with the wings. It's very Philadelphia E. Letter wings. Letter wings.
Yeah.
Speaking of Philly, I don't understand. It's one of the reasons I hate basketball jerseys. It's the same thing with baseball jerseys. It's just word mark, word mark, word mark. Meanwhile, the Sixers, though it's simple, have a perfect logo. And it's nowhere on the jersey. And it bothers me. It's on the pants. Wow. It's on the shorts.
Come on, let's get real.
The 76 basketball. It's perfect.
Philadelphia can't even put their entire name on. That's how cheap they are.
That's the original. That's the original abbreviation, Dave.
Villa.
Yeah, it's the original abbreviation. That is also the original jerseys for the Warriors.
Do you know? You know what I'm finding now about logos is
they're stupid.
Some of them. When a new one comes out, it comes with like a 3-page document about what each line is on the logo. It's all significant.
So we have the
three lines that go north-south to represent the three owners of the team, and then the three other lines go the other way to represent hope and eternity and ice cream.
Yeah. Or they throw a little Easter egg in there. It's like when the Devils release their jersey. Yeah, the three stripes are the Stanley Cups, and the five stripes are the retired numbers, and the strings are what you find on a net. I'm like, oh, Jesus, come on. Come on, Marty. Like,
Tim, these are...
You want me to buy a hat? I want to buy the jersey hat that says hat.
Yeah.
These are very basic logos, Tim.
Which ones is he talking about?
He's talking about the European League of Football. The Vienna Vikings and the Prague Lions.
I'll do have to tell Tim Capra, who's listening, if one team that I always like when they rebrand are the Montreal Alouettes, the Grey Cup champions. I like their current logo. I love the logo dating the French horn logo. I love the one they wore when they moved into Olympic Stadium. They've always had really nice kind of artsy looking logos of the time. So they've always done a nice job with their rebranding.
God damn.
Now, is this soccer football or is this American football?
The Concords.
It's American football.
Okay, that's kind of cool how it makes a V in that hidden space.
Yeah. Wait a second. Go back to that last.
That's one. A very soccer-ish looking logo right there. Yeah.
How are these guys pulling this off? Are they actually owned by the Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Like, it's literally the same colors.
They're protected by the
NFL owns this league, don't they?
I have no idea. I talk to a lot of people about the EFL. It's one of the few leagues.
Or is this like the Bollywood movie version of football?
I do like it that. I like how the V makes a hidden spit. It doesn't
mention it anywhere.
No, I don't think it's owned by the NFL. I think this is a league that's kind of.
I'm thinking of something else. Never mind.
They're getting some nice crowds, especially in the German markets.
It just looks like a old medieval.
It looks like a soccer logo to me right there.
Yeah. See, I like that. Yeah. That's a soccer logo. See, looks like Lowenbrau beer. But
see, I'd wear that as a crest. Look at the Ravens.
That's a rampant lion.
Tim Capper says, look at the Ravens. Hal Carrollton University has not said something that is beyond me.
Yeah.
Why? What's Carrollton University?
They're the Ravens, too.
Yeah, but how close is it to the?
Well, they don't really look anything alike logo wise.
Yeah, I don't.
Somebody sued the Ravens for their
somebody
logo.
Designed a logo for them, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna use."
Oh
this.
Yeah, they yeah.
All right, that was they something did different then. That was somebody saying, "Hey, I already made this logo."
Yeah,
the Ravens logo for Carlton's kind of unique. It's a raven looking forward at you.
Yeah,
shield.
The new one's kind of funky. The newer
I like
one.
That, yeah.
At least it's not the Washington Capitals crashing eagle.
No.
But you know, having been around long enough, you know, Dan, you joke about the Skrigal or whatever they called the crashing eagle. You know, they were with that. Yeah, people complained about it. Then it disappeared.
Well,
then it makes it,
and then they won it back. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah then it comes back, and everybody's exactly. like, "This is the greatest thing ever." And it's like
the New York Islander fish sticks.
Are they coming back?
Yeah. Oh, Lindy Ruff's been fired.
That was like the Pooh Bear logo for the Bruins. It's all the same. Everybody.
No, Pooh Bear was worse.
It doesn't make everybody happy, but there's some people that like it, so it comes back. So a few
and let
people
me just throw it out here: the P Bruins Pooh Bear is still terrible. So
the
bad.
P Bruins don't have a Pooh Bear.
No, the Bruins Pooh Bear. I just said I didn't mean to say Pooh Bear.
There's Bruins. Way too much pee and poo going on. Here.
Yeah, there's too much.
No,
pee
but
and poo.
You know what it plot. You know what it is. I'm looking like 1987 when a lot of baseball teams were going more traditional with their jerseys, like Atlanta and Oakland, and they're stepping away from these pullovers that were multicolor, cream, sky blue, or the Astros are getting away of their jersey, and that was part of like a little bit of my childhood growing up. And then years later, they bring them back, and you're like, oh, that's so nice. But you know that kind of what happens. You get a new generation of fans that are buying jerseys, that are buying tickets, that like what you hated at one
it's
time.
It's happening in the nostalgia, like you said.
Yeah,
Mark. Yeah,
it's nostalgia. Absolutely. It's like when the Atlanta Braves brought back the 1972 jerseys, the ones that Hank Aaron wore when he broke Babe Ruth's record. I always liked those jerseys. I thought they were just like really mod looking, and they have an alternative jersey based on that design, and you go to a Braves game and you can go online, you can buy that jersey, you can buy that hat as easily as you can buy their current set. So
the Blue Jays are going with that, you know, that goofy City Connect deal or whatever. They're up for that this year. So there are people like totally freaking out that it better be the black.
Oh,
Black
yeah.
Jays, you know, from the early Bautista era.
2003.
And Halliday and them guys. And it's just so bizarre how cyclical it is. Because I'm like, those were terrible. They were terrible back then. People lost their minds. Like, what do you mean the Blue Jays wearing black?
You know, I like them, but not for the Blue Jays. If that was a brand new team called the Jays, or that would have looked fine.
That was the other thing is people, there was a, and I don't know if the team actually floated this, that they were actually officially going to drop blue from the name, and they were just going to be the Toronto Jays, and that went over like a lead brick, and didn't actually happen.
I don't remember hearing that.
Call the Rays the Devil Rays.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't see anybody pushing for the Devil Rays name. Well, I guess they have brought that back.
Well, they brought it back last year for the alt, yeah.
And if anybody is going to go retro, it's got to be the Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
They need to go back to the teal. I don't know if they can physically go back to being called the Florida Marlins because...
No.
That was part of the deal for money in the stadium. But that the colors, the Marlin jersey, the with the pinstripes and everything... Like erase this Derek Jeter thing, and
well, it's almost like they rebranded twice since then, and it's like you had it right the whole time, black and teal with silver, you own it. That's your colors. Nobody's gonna say you can't have them. Keep the Miami name, but just bring back the white pinstripes, the teal jerseys, a black jersey. Update it somehow if you want to. You know, they were wearing a black jersey with black lettering and black numbers on the back. I mean, how freaking confusing are you when you're doing nonsense like
that's
that? And now we got to worry about the pants, the pant tails looking through the
see-through pants.
The see-through pants now. So, oh, wow, we're back on last week's topic. But
they're trying to attract a new demographic.
So bad.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's funny how all that hit the fan after we talked about it, right?
I told you it was a good topic.
Did you see what the Fanatics CEO came out and said?
It's all your fault.
No, he just said we're doing what Nike told us to do.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We didn't do it. Dude, the NHL is so screwed. Dude, it's so bad. I don't want to know. I hate it. I hate it.
But
ugh.
Yeah, so a lot of cool rebrandings in the minor leagues, summer collegiate leagues, and also in with, you know, the Jets and the Clippers and soon to be the Rockets. I don't know how big of a change that's going to be. But, you know, NFL teams change their uniforms. You always see somebody change it every few years, and people hate it because they're trying to do something different. But, this is the world we live in. People hate change.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and look at the European soccer teams. They change their jerseys, their kits
every year. Yeah.
Every year, you know. So
they don't even have the team names on them.
No, they just have the logo. Yeah. And teams will, and then like a team like Manchester City, they'll create a logo, they'll create a jersey that's purple and yellow, and they'll have like, you know, designs on it based off of some club that was very popular in the 80s. That's where they get their inspiration from. So that's kind of leaking to, you know, the MLB city jerseys, you know, with Boston and Space City and things like that.
Tim Capper said the Bucks digital alarm clock numbers.
Oh yeah!
Those are awful.
Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning original paint smear numbers. Yeah.
Or remember the NFL had those weird collars? They had those Batman collars.
No.
That look like, or look like, yeah, like the Chargers had them.
The worst was like St. Louis Blues and the Calgary Flames and the Islanders that had two different size numbers.
Oh, God, yeah.
So they had the one number that was big and the other number that was smaller.
That's right.
Oh, those were horrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Cooperalls. Yeah, sometimes.
Cooperalls were awesome.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, Cooperalls were nice, especially in the Roller Hockey League of the 1990s.
Yeah. My wife went off on a rant at the Bruins game because we were playing Hartford, and they wear red shorts. And she just went off on how awful the red shorts are and how they should wear like dark blue. So they look
Rangers
like they're all
wear
wet.
Red.
Yeah, the red shorts. What are you talking
red
about?
Red pants. Yeah.
Yeah. Pants.
The shorts.
Shorts or pants?
Shorts.
Okay, because those are different. I just wanted to make sure. But the Rangers wear red pants.
Yes, and so do the Wolfpack. But she went on this hilarious rant for about 10 minutes during a game.
They would look like a blueberry cone if they just wore the same color on the pants.
That's kind of my point, but she's not a fan.
I'm not going
to argue. This goes to show you can't please everybody.
Please everyone. No. And then there's the PAWHL with an entire league with no nicknames. Well, now I've heard that is coming before the playoffs. Then.
I have heard the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Which would be great because, I mean, like watching.
Unless there are the original names that came, they leaked out.
Which,
Ottawa Alerts. What else was there?
I like the Alerts name. I do like
was it Boston Freeze? The Wicked?
The Boston Wicked, the New York Sound or something like that.
New York Sounds okay.
New York Sounds.
New York Wasn't Sounds somebody fine.
I don't remember all of them. And I could have been wrong
here,
with the sounds.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Did we catch all the rebrands we wanted to talk about, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't think we caught them all, but I think we talked about
all the ones we wanted to. I mean, it'd be impossible to catch them all. We'd be here for days.
I'll mention the Abilene Flying Bison. I think that's in the Mid-America League, which is a new summer collegiate league in Texas. I think they've done an excellent job with their logo and their social media presence. They're blowing away the competition so far in that league. Because, you know, the Shadowcats and the Marshals, you know, have nice logos as well. But, you know, that's another thing. When you rebrand, you get to do fun things. You know, you can call your stadium Sockville, USA. And you can, you know, say, hey, we're going to have bison sightings. You know, if you see anybody wearing her hat, take a picture with them and send it for like a free sticker. So that's another part of the rebranding.
That's like the knockouts. I can see us incorporating a boxing bell very heavily into our game day production.
If you see somebody wearing a knockout, knock him out.
Ah, punch him right in the face.
Punch him in the face, cop.
It was the Toronto Torch, which is also fine. It's fine. It's not great. Montreal Echo. Which I think is really cool too.
Yeah.
Ottawa Alert. I don't know why.
Man. Well, that was the old. There was a women's team many, many years ago called the Alerts. Not the Alert, though.
The Minnesota Superior. I get what they're going for, but with the White Caps.
Yeah, I feel like the White Caps was the nice
The
one.
Bastard and Wicked.
Yeah. Wicked Hot Witch. Cool.
Horrible.
Their full name is the Wicked Hot Cool Pissa. and the New York sound, which I like. That's the best out of that bunch.
Well, speaking of New York teams, we know one team rebranding next year, the New York Riptide.
Yes. slightly.
The Black Bears.
Is that what they're going to? They already have a name, the Black Bears?
Yep.
Oh, like that quick? Like they didn't do a name the team?
Nope.
Where are they going?
Ottawa.
Right.
Ottawa.
We'll just call them the Alert.
There you go. Call them the Loggers.
The Alerts, plural.
Yeah, so no more indoor lacrosse in New York. I don't know who the heck even wants to come back to that market anytime soon. So
apparently they got kicked out.
For what? Lack of attendance? Not
like the building. Rent. The building said, go away.
Ah.
Which might be a good topic for next week.
Oh, who knows?
Arenas and stadiums. Do they really need a team there? Stay tuned next week, folks.
There you go.
Same channel.
So there's our segue. Thanks everybody for joining us. I hope we weren't too unfocused for y'all. I thought this was kind of funny, even though we were all over the place.
So that's what podcasts are supposed to be.
We were technically on topic the entire time.
That's true. That's true.
And all sports.
What happens when you use a broad stroke?
That's what she's. Never mind.
Dan, where can our listeners follow you?
DanLaw83.
Mark, any stadium journeys planned for the next fortnight, and where can our listeners follow you?
You can follow me at Twitter and YouTube at Ballpark Hunter. It's basketball regionals. We have Fishers High School versus Kokomo. They're going to be playing at the world's largest basketball gymnasium in Newcastle, and that place is going to be packed. 9,000 people, I guarantee it. I'm going to be there Saturday, so that should be a lot of fun.
It should be a lot of fun. Dave, where can our listeners follow you, and where are your travels taking you?
On the Empire at ProFan9. Dan can have an Empire. I want an Empire.
You can have a social media Empire as well.
It's not an expensive one.
So we're into all the juniors are starting playoffs. So I'm going to take in some junior C playoffs as I'm kind of hitting a bunch of spots for the first time. So I got the Woodstock Navy Vets. This weekend, I'm actually heading up to where my grandparents used to have a hobby farm. There's actually outside. There's a little town called Noelville. It's up between Parry Sound and Sudbury. And unbeknownst to me, they have a junior A team. So I'm going to make a pilgrimage up there to see the French River Rapids.
Oh, wow. It's a cool name.
Yeah. And then it's on to the big TO, because the U Sports Hockey National Championship is in Toronto this year. And I'm going to be there for the whole tournament. So I'm pretty excited about that. They're playing at the Mattamy Gardens, which is, of course, the former Maple Leaf Gardens. And And I'd be remiss if I didn't say the following week, which is technically after our next one, I'm super pumped to be going to the first round of March Madness in Pittsburgh. 4 games in one day. How exciting is that?
Happy birthday to you.
Yes. You only turned 50 once.
Yeah.
So you can follow that at ProFan9. Hey, wait a second. Isn't it Mark's birthday today?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, everybody thought it was my birthday today at work and wished me. They're like, you didn't take the day off. I'm like, I'm almost 50. I don't take days off for my birthday. Does anybody do that? Except for Dave, who has every day off.
Well, my birthday was also in July.
Yeah. Oh, July. Well, there you go. Either way.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, wait a minute. Are you going? Oh, where did I go on my 50th birthday? I went to see the Red Sox play in Texas, in Dallas. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake. That was hot as all get out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll do spring training when I turn 50. I have not done a spring training game. I've done a Cactus League game. Back in 1996, Unlike our buddy Ashvin Ladd, this guy, I'm jealous. He travels everywhere. Yeah, but hopping on a plane to go check out where was he? St. Louis. Then he's in Phoenix.
He was everywhere.
He's everywhere. Oh goodness, the joys from working from home, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Or the joys of having a job that pays you quite well and not being a teacher.
Oh, let's see. You can follow me online at PuckmanRI. What do I have planned? I don't know. I've just finished up all my winter sports. Last weekend, I went up to Maine to catch the second round of the D3 women's tournament at Bowdoin College in the hopping town of Brunswick, Maine. 1,500 people there for a D3 women's basketball game. And the place was jumping. It was nice. UMass Dartmouth, unfortunately, bowed out. But the tournament continues without them. Rhode Island College, right here in North Providence, Rhode Island, is a host this weekend. So I may head up there. Maybe not. I don't know. A lot of Providence Bruins games on my agenda over the next couple of weeks. And places to be determined. So follow me at PuckmanRI. And remember, you can follow, you can find all of our stadium reviews, news items, feature stories on our website, stadiumjourney.com. Connect with us on our social media channels, at Stadium Journey, consistent branding across all the channels. You can find audio versions of the Stadium Journey podcast by searching HIAC Talk Radio Network, wherever you look for your favorite podcasts. And you can find video simulcasts of those same podcasts on Stadium Journey's YouTube page. And Dan Law's vast social media network is the place to be part of our live studio audience, or at least watch us as we record, so you can catch all the F-bombs that Dan so nicely edits out. And there were none this week. We were good.
I did. There was a point where I consciously decided not to say it. So, you know, even you too can learn as you grow old.
You learn manners. Manners are everything. We will all be back in 2 weeks. That brings us to March 18th. Topic to be named later. Although Mark did sneak a peek at what we might be talking about.
I'm so ADHD, I've already forgotten.
As always, thanks everyone for joining us and for all your support. For Dan, Mark, and Dave, this is Paul wishing you all safe journeys and close games. Be safe out there.